I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. And welcome to our weekly Legal Insights. So excited to be here with Trent Cotney, who is the partner with Adams and Reese. Trent, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jill. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Well, first and foremost, can you give us a quick update? I mean, we announced the big news this past week, but I'll let you tell everybody again. So,
sure. Yeah. The, big news, the entire Cotney team, all of our lawyers and some of our staff, we've all joined forces with Adams and Reese, which is a national law firm. Combined, we are one of the largest construction law firms in the United States. And I will be serving as a construction group practice group leader, if I can get that name correct, here shortly. So looking forward to that. It has been a tremendous experience so far, but it's been incredibly helpful. And like I've said before in our first interview, we will continue to do everything that we did for the industry before. The only difference is that I've got a lot more people and a lot more support to help me do what we do. So very excited, and couldn't be more pleased about what Adams and Reese has done for us. So,
well, that's awesome. And we're, as an industry, are excited to meet them as well. Well, let's dive into some details. It is the end of March, it's tax season. So any last minute tax tips?
Yeah, obviously, there's some COVID cleanup that is still impacted in 2021. So some advice for contractors out there, if you took a second PPP loan, Paycheck Protection Program loan, make sure that you're properly accounting for that in your profit and loss balance sheet, and that you're getting with your accountant about how to book that properly. I've noticed some contractors are taking it as a loss, and that's not the correct way to go about doing it, especially if it's forgiven. So that's the nuance there. Other thing is remember, at least in the first part of the year, you may be able to access certain tax credits as a result of paid time off because of COVID. There may be state taxes that you could potentially get credits for, or federal taxes. So make sure that, again, you're touching with your CPA or tax professional on that issue as well.
Sounds great. Good advice. So also, it sounds like there was a new independent contractor rule that came down on the 17th. Can you tell everybody what they need to know about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the things that we're always doing is making sure that we're watching not just the administrative type agency decisions that come out, but also the court rulings that help interpret that. So recently, a U.S. District Court case in the Eastern District of Texas, Judge Marsha Crone in that district issued a very interesting order about the independent contractor rule. Now, Jill, if you remember, one of the things that we talked about before is that that's critical for our contractors out there, because it helps determine when your subcontractor is truly independent or when they should be your employees, you're just not paying them correctly. So in this court case, the Trump administration had previously issued a ruling saying that the economic realities test is what governed. And what Trump did and his administration is they streamlined that to make it incredibly business friendly for purposes of the determination of somebody's subcontractor. When the Biden administration came into office, not only did they delay that enforcement of that change, they undid it, right? They went back and said, no, we're not going to do this. So some advocate groups challenged that and said they didn't go through the right administrative process. And Judge Crone, in my opinion, rightfully said, yeah, there wasn't enough stakeholder participation in this decision-making process. You didn't jump through the hoops that you needed to. Therefore, we're going to go back to what that economic reality test was under the Trump administration. Now, a couple things to note here, Joe. First is, this is going to be appealed. I'd be surprised if it's not. So you may see this in a circuit court, the next level up for appeals. The other thing is it's got a limited impact and reach. So this doesn't necessarily apply nationwide, although I do anticipate a lot of people relying on this as cases get into this next sort of appellate level.
Very good insight. Thank you. So Roofing Day is coming up here shortly as well. And it sounds like Adams and Reese has a pretty big lobbying arm in DC. Can you give us a preview of what that looks like? And, is anybody going to, who can we expect to meet from Adams and Reese at Roofing Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So Adams and Reese does have a very large presence in Washington, D.C., with its lobbying group led by Jeff Brooks. It is going to be a lot of support that they're going to provide for this event. You know, they're going to do a variety of things during Roofing Day. And even though it's sort of last minute based on the time I started, they've really rallied around it. So I anticipate a lot of them are going to be very active throughout the various meetings. They already have great relationships with a lot of representatives and senators as a result of their other, you know, huge lobbying clients. So I'm looking forward to be able to use their existing platform to help advocate for roofing even further. And while I'm there on April 5th and 6th, you know, I anticipate being able to have some side meetings as well. So for any of our listeners out there, if you are going to Roofing Day, let me know, you know, hit me up and maybe, you know, your representative or senator or someone that Adams has talked to and might be able to further kind of, you know, hit the message home to them.
Very nice. And also on the wall and ceiling side, how is that going to be helpful that a lobbyist in D.C. also be able to help that section of the industry?
So, clearly, their advocacy skills are top notch. And one of the things I've already talked to them about was the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which I think is an important act it's currently passed the House and it's kind of working its way through the system. What this does is it helps streamline the port process and gets rid of a lot of the bureaucracy and red tape, which is slowing down a lot of our logistics right now. It's one piece of the larger supply chain problem. So I think from, you know, with our position being construction advocates, obviously we're going to use Adams and Reese's resources, their PAC, everything else that they have at their fingertips to help support these types of bills and programs that are going to help all contractors, including, you know, walls and ceilings, building envelope, you name it. Definitely something that is a priority of mine. It's always been very important. And the great news is I continue to work with Craig Brightup, and Craig is also talking with the people over at Adam. So, you know, really looking forward to being able to see what the future holds there.
Yes, we are too. Well, again, as always, Trent, congratulations on becoming a new partner at Adams and Reese. We're excited to meet some of those folks as well and see all the kinds of new resources that we have and we can share with walls and ceilings folks, as well as roofing contractor and building enclosure on the architectural side. So Trent, tell us, if anybody has any questions for you, what's the best way for people to now get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, they can go to adamsandreese.com or they can email me at trent.cotney@arlaw.com.
All right. Sounds fabulous. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com. WConline.com or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free resources, our e-newsletter, our e-magazine, as well as register for the website. And most importantly, stay safe and healthy. We'll see you soon.